Happy, happy Friday. The weekend is here. It is 7:06. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
No, I don't want to.
Early vote, early vote. Save this land, I say. Do your part. Welcome, welcome. World Series starts tonight. Yanks at the Dodgers. A couple of iconic teams doing battle with some big big stars on both sides. It's an American thing. It's the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. You know, maybe a little bit of relief from the daily grind, the world we live in, the stresses.
A respite.
Anxieties. We do. We need a break.
You stop and think about it. I mean, just in the last, weeks, months, I mean, two or three hurricanes, political season. It can be exhausting. And sometimes you just need to think about something that's fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And self-medication. You got to stay away from that.
That's right. That's right. That we're talking about.
Take care of your mind, body, spirit. Right? A little fresh air, a little exercise.
Yes.
But some time in front of the TV for baseball is not bad, as long as you get the other stuff lined up.
Hey, just a quick traffic note. Gainesville looks like Southwest Archer Road. Let's see. That's going to be, what is that, 121? I hope they put state. You get your state, your county, your local names, all those kind of things.
At that time, is it 34th Street?
Yeah, that would be... So. Yeah, Southwest 34th. So, get an accident there. So, a little congestion on both sides of 34th.
All right. That intersection can get quite busy.
Yep.
Speaking of intersections and stuff, changes are coming to what they're calling the streetery downtown. Gainesville City Commission approved a plan for road repair and construction.
Hold on. Let me write this down. Road repair in Gainesville?
Yes.
Bob... You know what that is?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. This just in, the city of Gainesville has actually approved a plan for road repair and construction.
There's going to be people who don't even believe you.
Maybe I should tell the rest of the story before we get too excited.
Oh.
Did I mention that these roads won't be driven on?
Wait a minute. They're roads.
Yes.
We drive on roads.
Yeah, sometimes.
But these roads are driven on.
Yeah.
Then why do they even need repair if they're not going to be driven on?
It's part of the renovation and transformation to making Gainesville an even more walkable community, a walkable thoroughfare.
Because they hate cars.
That's part of it.
Okay.
This is construction Southwest 1st Avenue between South Main and Southwest 2nd Street. The renovations will transform the downtown corridor into a walkable thoroughfare designed to better host art festivals, farmers markets, food truck rallies, and other activities.
Hey, how about parking?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No parking or driving.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my.
The streetery, as they're calling it, will serve as a festival street, open to pedestrians, but permanently closed to both traffic and parking. Yeah. The designated strip originally was closed to both during the pandemic to create additional outdoor seating for restaurants and bars. Since then, the streetery has become a venue for special events and activities. We need to use our spaces for people to come downtown. But when they get downtown, if they didn't walk, because not everybody is close enough to do that, where do they go? Where do they park? How do they drive? How do they get there? Mm-hmm. Oh, the infrastructure improvements are estimated to cost between $2.4 and $2.8 million, which they've never, ever been even close to their target budget. So there's that.
Oh, my.
But remember, they're flush with cash. They get all that extra money because the biomass plant makes so much money. Oh, okay. All right, so they have the conceptual designs that had been performed by an engineering firm, and they're getting ready for construction. A public workshop to gather input on options such as the use of concrete or brick surfaces is anticipated later this year. People concerned about, you know, their property taxes and things like that. Let's see. Muffy, I think aesthetically the brick is superior to the concrete surface. Why, you are right, dear. But can we afford it? Muffy, you're hilarious. It's the taxpayers that foot the bill, not us. And there's your elitist little play. Opening soon at the Hippodrome. Not. Okay. You ready for some good news?
Please.
Trump is leading with union workers and those holding manual jobs in Pennsylvania. That's a new poll that came out from the Center for Working Class Politics and YouGov. Published in... The poll shows Trump has scored high points with Pennsylvania's union workers, those who work with their hands, and Americans who are facing job insecurity in President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's economy. It's designed to enrich the Communist Party of China and to hell with you American peasants.
Sounds about right.
Oh, I thought I was back on stage again. My apologies. The poll shows that Trump leads in union workers by about more than 47% compared to Harris's 43%. Aha! Yep. I mean, you get the idea. It is interesting, isn't it, that the billionaire in the race can relate to the average American, the working American, better than the representative of the Democrat Party. Far better.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not an elitist. You don't have to be a billionaire to be an elitist, to have an elitist attitude. We see it here in the so-called leadership in the city of Gainesville.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And we see it all over where there are people that want to tell average Americans how to live, and they know what's best, and they don't even want to give you a choice because... you're just not really smart enough to figure it out, so we're going to do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, isn't that nice? All right, so that is good news, and it's not a surprise. But again, do not rest, folks. Vigilant. Vote. Vote early. Bring people. Talk to your neighbors and friends that are like-minded. Give them a ride. We've got to go 100%. Former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Phil.
There's a combo for you.
They're putting on a campaign event. I wonder if Dr. Phil's going to take him aside and just give him some helpful advice.
Mm.
You know, relationship maybe type advice.
He is a Kennedy. That probably gets him in handy.
Oh, he's a Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's proven that.
Family tradition.
It's a family tradition.
Yes, it is.
Hank, why? Anyway, Team Trump's Make America Healthy Again conversation, that 7 o'clock it begins. Anyway, after McGraw's June interview with Trump, some viewers said their perceptions of Trump had changed for the better.
Nice.
And we had just yesterday a story about J.D. Vance on a podcast that exposed him to a lot of younger people who don't know anything about him other than he's supposedly weird, because that's what the lefties were telling them.
Yeah, he was on with Theo Vaughn, yeah.
And they all commented of, wow, sounds like a great guy. This guy's down to earth. This guy's chill. This guy's smart. I like this guy. Yep. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Now it's your turn. Coming up next, what's bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in, and if you don't get in right away, try back. 877-975-9825.
What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many of them, other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-W-SKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. Are you ready to air it out, get it off your chest, and feel better, hopefully? Don't carry this around the weekend. Whatever it is that's irritating you. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Call in now. If you don't get through, call back. And it's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And let's go to Jen. Good morning. What's bugging you? Did I hit the button? Jen, I'm sorry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi. Sorry, guys. What's bugging me is I was reading the other day, and I was reading that President Obama signed the fact that it was not illegal anymore to use propaganda on the American people. And I also watched the Candace Owens special. She has a number of ones of it about Kamala's book regarding her grandmother and how all the pictures she said with her grandmother are actually not her grandmother because her grandmother is white and Irish. And that is not being sent. So basically, this was groomed all the years ago when she put this out so that she could claim that she was black. Now, I don't care what color anybody is. I care about the content of their character. But I do care if they're going to go lying about it. There's the problem. And that's what's bugging me, guys.
Well said.
Yes.
Well said. Let's go to Aaron. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I was watching Trump in the barbershop last week. I don't know if you saw that on TV, but it was mentioned about the taxes, how we didn't have taxes, and then taxes came into play around the Civil War to fund it, I guess, and they were around 3-5%. But most of our money was made off tariffs, and I did look this up. It's factual. If you investigate this stuff, it's pretty interesting that we didn't really pay taxes, you know, back in the early 1900s, roughly.
Yeah, it changed about 1913, and they started to come up with a system to pay based on your income, and the withholding thing and all that began. Interestingly, it was about the same time that they formed what's called the Fed. Yeah. So 877-975-9825, and Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, speaking about taxes, it takes 76% of all income taxes just to pay the interest on the debt that we have. But that's not what's bugging me. But other than that, what's bugging me is people think President Trump is smart enough to stop World War III, but they also think he's so stupid that he's supporting an amendment that's going to destroy our society.
I don't know that anybody's gone so far as to say Amendment 3 is going to destroy our society.
Yeah. I heard that.
Look, here's one angle for you. It's not going to do anything good other than maybe instead of the money going to drug cartels, the money will go to American businesses or business. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It'll just be one big business. However, that's better than the cartels getting it.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at it that way.
Sure.
But I the last thing we need is another intoxicant and more dope in a society full of, frankly, a bunch of dopey people.
Oh, yeah. They drive like it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Bob. what's bugging me is we're hearing a lot of bluster on Kamala Harris's campaign trail about fighting inflation if she's elected, but she doesn't even, I know she's lying because she doesn't even know that inflation is the expansion of the money supply, and I know she's not willing to stop selling U.S. bonds and deport all asylum claimants and illegal immigrants and take the actual necessary steps to constrict the money supply to fight inflation, so I know she's lying. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. 877-975-9825. Last chance to get on What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And what's bugging me is the mainstream media won't spell this out clearly, but Donald Trump was asked about pardoning Hunter Biden. He said, well, I wouldn't take it off the books.
Right.
I mean, it's possible.
Sure.
Whereas Kamala was asked if she would pardon Trump, and she would not give a straight answer on that at all. So I just thought That was an interesting, that's an interesting dynamic. Of course, the mainstream media is not going to position those back to back, so you can clearly see a difference, you know? Oh, but then I forgot. That's right. Trump is way, way more evil than a crack-smoking guy who, you know, had sex with his dead brother's wife. But
yeah.
Anyway, let's go to Lisa. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is the list of Halloween costumes we were reading off yesterday morning that we can't wear. What's left? What can we wear?
That is a good question. How about we all dress up like Uncle Sam, and instead of wearing the big, tall Uncle Sam hat, we wear a Trump hat. Make America great again. We'll all go as Uncle MAGA Sam. I don't know. That's just an idea. All right. Last chance here for what's bug. Yeah, I don't know. Nah. We're good. We're good. Can we move along?
We can move along.
Why don't you play some Joe Walsh?
Oh.
Nair.
Life's been pretty good for him.
Yeah. Life's been very good for him. Joe Walsh for president.
Is he a good guy?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I think he is. I mean, is he left or right? I don't know. But I do know that was like kind of a popular thing years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know politically.
Yeah,
where
but
he's at.
It's a shame he can't afford one of the good Maseratis, because the one he had only did like 185. Yeah, they can do over 200 now. Come on.
Well, when he wrote that song, the EPA was right up our tailpipes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
728. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go anywhere. Coming up at 8:05 from the Florida Forest Service, Lodi Bond is going to join us again and give us the latest news talk. 97.3 The Sky.
Debbie.
Came in steam hatchy with wind gust up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. Yeah. Finally, the weekend is here. From the Florida Forestry Service, Lodi Bond is going to join us at approximately 8:05. Forestry, very important to the state of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome. By the way, your time check? Let's call it 7:36 now. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Look, there's some good polling numbers that are coming out, giving former President Trump a slight edge in your battleground states. I think he's 7-7, although several of them are within the margin of error, and they are just polls. And even if he's ahead by 10 points, please don't allow that for you to rationalize your behavior and go, yeah, I don't feel like voting.
Because we know the polls aren't always right.
Yeah, and we're going to need all the help to overcome any other tomfoolery that may take place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we might talk about Halloween a little bit, but also the mystery of the bitten donut.
Oh, I wondered if you were actually going to bring this up or not.
Do you have someone in your workplace? You know, wait, look, in our workplace, we have a refrigerator in the break room, very common, and it is for the free and open use of anybody that, you know, works here, and we're happy to have that. And when you put things in there, I would say in most cases, pretty obvious what is kind of open for everyone and what is somebody's possession.
Sure.
So that you don't eat someone else's lunch. You know?
Well, it's kind of like a thing, if you didn't put it in, you shouldn't take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless someone walks through the building and says, hey, there's such and such in the kitchen. Have fun.
Have at it.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of times it'll be left on the little table out there. Then you know it's generally up for grabs. But since the workforce a lot of times is working remotely, you're safer. Putting stuff in the fridge so that they don't lay out all day or night, because they probably would if we Greg and I didn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And but he, look, people, donuts are temptation.
Sure they are.
And like I said, you put a box in there, and I think most of the people who work here know that's up for grabs.
Yeah, unless there's a note on it or something.
Right.
Then it's, yeah.
Because we get them first, and we stuff our gullets.
Yes.
So, and that you can have what's left over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it always should be in everything in radio. But anyway,
yeah.
So somebody took a bite out of one of the donuts, but then left the remaining 75% in the box.
Imagine
with the
other
donut.
This nice granulated sugar donut that at one point had been in a almost perfect circular shape, but yet there was this little chunk
that you
just
wouldn't
missing.
Have to, you wouldn't have to be an orthodontic specialist to know that was a human bite.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You don't have to do a soft cast or anything.
I mean, it could have been, you know, reach out with your fingers and pull a chunk out, I guess. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because, even then. You don't touch people's food.
Now, here.
With your hands.
I'm going to be very sexist.
Okay, go ahead.
Women, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually a positive thing, even though it's sexist, because it's women who would mostly do this. A woman would take that donut out, probably using a napkin or something,
yeah,
cut it in half.
Yes.
And put half of it back in there. So there's a clear cut.
Sure.
You know they did it with care.
Yes.
They're not germing all over it.
No rough edges.
They take the other half because they have to deal with their own personal guilt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they'll come back and finish that other half and we won't even know.
Right.
But that's none of my business. I don't want to know. But they will at least take the time to do that. So now you're not wasting it.
Yes.
You're not taking a bite and throwing it away. But who would take a bite, and then throw it back in the box? What kind of human being? What is their thought process?
There's not one.
You take a bite and you like it, but you don't want any more, you throw it back. You didn't like it, so you throw the rest back.
Yeah.
I don't... What kind of human does that?
I'm not
as anal as Greg is about food and stuff like that.
Yeah, don't touch my food.
No, I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, within bounds, within reasons.
And even if it was their hands only, and they ripped a section of this, again, nice, almost perfectly circular donut, why would you put it back in like that? That means that you have handled it, and you're expecting someone else to want to come along and eat the other 85% of it?
It's almost...
I mean, that's weird.
It's almost like mildly malicious, I would think.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, why would you do that? Pah, here, spit it out or whatever. I throw the rest of the donut back in there. So different than, hey, I ate half my sandwich, I have the other half left over.
Right.
If you haven't eaten lunch yet, help yourself. Clearly it's half a sandwich that hasn't been bitten into and slobbered over.
Yeah.
But what do you think that is, Greg? Seriously.
Somebody that I wouldn't have over to my house for dinner.
Okay, let's take it from a different angle.
Okay.
Can we think of any reasonable excuse as to why someone would do that? Is there any circumstance that we're overlooking I see what happened there.
Not that I can think of, because if they were hungry, they would eat the donut because it was there with no notes on it.
The only thing I could think of is, let's say that it's the break room in a hospital. And you're a doctor or another healthcare professional that they're, you know, hey, it's code, whatever, code blue, it's code. And you just throw it down and run. It's just the box was open, you just threw it down, you ran. Because saving someone's life is more important whether you took a bite of a donut or not.
Good point.
You work at the firehouse.
Yes.
Alarm goes up, throw it down, boom. Yeah. Gotta go. Lives on the line.
Okay.
Other than that, I can't think of a reason.
We're a radio station. It's an office other than what we do.
So no.
Although, you know, almost everybody has worked at that in a place where there's that one person who will eat your food. There's always that one.
Oh, well, yep. There is usually one.
Mm-hmm. And usually people learn after a while who they are.
Yeah, but why don't they pick up those cues kind of early on? Like, how were you raised and lived your life to adulthood and then beyond?
Mm-hmm.
And yet still that whole concept of that somebody else's still doesn't quite register.
Yeah. You're not
probably
for,
a Democrat.
Oh, Yeah. It'd have to be.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, good morning. What do you think?
As so often is the case, we must turn to Seinfeld for an answer, the Seinfeld TV show. There was the episode where George ate part of an eclair that was on top of the trash can, took a big bite out of it, even though somebody else had taken a bite out of it, which is one of the best episodes ever. But anyway, so look around your staff and your visitors, and the person who reminds you the most of George Costanza is the culprit. Thanks.
Wow. That was enlightening.
I don't remember offhand that episode. I didn't go back and rewatch them like a lot of people have, and I've intended to do that because they were so entertaining and so funny, and they did exactly what we're doing. Talk about these issues that are so common to people, yet it's not anything that gets brought up on a regular basis.
But it is real life.
Yeah, and so. But in his case, wasn't it one that was going to be tossed?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had already taken a bite.
Yeah.
He took a bite. Perfectly good eclair.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But to me, that's a personal choice. In other words, if you want to take your chance on something that you know another human being's bitten into, and you certainly don't know that person, that's on you. That's up to you. And, you know, and whoever maybe, you know, kisses your lips like a spouse or something. But this donut, it was perfectly good, and then a bite taken out and thrown back in the box.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Pearl, what do you think?
Well, good morning, fellas. I'm that person. I ate someone's cookies out of the freezer at work one time, and I thought they were my friends who usually eat me cookies, and I ended up in the emergency room with an overdose of THC.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow. yeah. I know a story like that. It was related through a family friend connection. And, it had hallucinogenics in it.
Oh, man.
And he didn't know it.
Wow.
And because it was supposed to be, like, hidden. But he didn't know that. He thought, "Wow, I scored!" And he ended up at the ER, wondering why he was hallucinating when all he did was eat a brownie.
Oh, well, it was a brownie. That should have told you something.
Yeah,
it's either that or the old "I'll get him by putting X-lax in it."
People that take food is one issue. People that take a bite of a donut, throw it back in the box.
No,
it still doesn't make sense to me.
No, that's sick.
But there's a lot in the world that doesn't make sense to me. 7:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Ludi Bond from the Florida Forest Service is going to join us. And we've got a lot more in terms of headlines and information we're going to share with you today. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. World Series tonight kicks off, and you got the Yankees traveling to L.A., taking on the Dodgers. Might be just what we need with, 11 days before Election Day? Man. You know, I see the countdown in a lot of news articles and stuff that we print. You'll see that in there, 11 days to go.
Yeah. Right.
But it's not.
No.
I mean, I hope it is. I hope that Trump is so far ahead that this will be one of those elections where they can call with confidence, it's a done deal.
Because otherwise...
Who was it that was admitting...
Was it Fox that it could be 4 days?
Yeah, Fox estimated, some of the people that study that kind of stuff, they said, it could be 3-4 days. I believe it was Michigan said they for sure won't be done.
We have some states that still do the weird counting thing. I don't get that.
Well, I think that opens the door to a lot of trouble, really.
Yeah,
and
it does.
In my opinion. Uh-huh. All right. Hey, Jason Aldean, he came out and praised Trump. And we're not surprised by that. We know that he's a supporter.
Patriots.
He's the guy that, try that in a small town. Sucker. I could have helped him write it.
Oh, I believe
could have put
that.
A sucker in there.
Yeah?
Try that in a small town, sucker.
Well, that'd be the maybe the urban edit.
Oh, well, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Because they do that for different formats.
Well, and weren't they trying to say that it was kind of racist initially?
And that was so stupid.
Of course it was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because Only white people live in a small town?
I don't think so.
No. So he joined former President Trump on stage at a rally. This had been 2 days ago, organized by Turning Point Action. He urged the crowd to get out and vote. He praised Trump for having the spine to face down mountains of lies thrown at him by Democrats and their lapdogs in the media. He said, "I've seen firsthand how the media can twist the truth," Aldean said. He then spoke about the attacks he suffered when he released his hit Small Town Anthem last year, saying the song simply called out people for trashing our cities, harming people, disrespecting law enforcement, and costing our taxpayers millions of dollars for their unruly behavior. But no one is on the receiving end of the lies and fake news more than President Trump. That's a fact. He endures more than the average person can fathom. And the fact that he doesn't need to be here but chooses to be here says everything I need to know.
Wow.
And he relayed several anecdotes about experiences that he had with Trump. He included one about the golf course. He said, while golfing with a former president in Florida, they came where several ground workers were performing their duties, and they kind of got out of the way so we could finish the hole. After we're done, he walks up. There's like four or five of these guys. He walks up and he says, "Hey, man, nice to meet you. How long have you been here? How long have you worked here?" I think the guy told him 5 or 6 years. He just shoved him off about $500, thanked him for his loyalty. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's just one story. He had several positive stories. And those are the things, of course, the mainstream media is not going to do anything to paint an accurate picture. I mean, they're all in for his demise. And I mean, the name calling this fascist pig thing that Joy Behar said. I mean, I get it's Joy Behar, but they were the ones who were ranting about Trump and his language and name calling and rough around the edges kind of thing back in 2015 or 16.
Yeah, kind of ironic, isn't it?
Moronic when it comes to those.
See what you did there.
Those people.
Interesting thing from Sky listener Brad. Because we're talking about some of the connections, I guess, of some of the views or whatever with Donald Trump and President Cleveland. Interesting fact he looked up. 1884, Cleveland elected to his first term. 1888, lost in his second bid. Came back 4 years later, reelected for his second term.
Mm.
Is that a sign of things to come?
Well, you can't say it's unprecedented.
Because we're talking, exactly, we're talking about the president.
History has been made.
It has, so maybe he'll do it again.
No, I didn't mean unprecedented. Unprecedented.
Yes, I get you.
As you would say, S, not Z, Bob.
Exactly.
Not that you ever correct me.
Not hardly much.
At least not in front of everybody, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I extend the same courtesy to you, my friend. Ludi Bond from the Forestry Service going to be joining us in minutes. Stick around and happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.